It's a Thursday morning at the Kauffman Center, a few minutes before the Kansas City Symphony's rehearsal is scheduled to start. In a large warm-up room with wood floors, the sounds of the orchestra tuning in Helsburgh Hall drift in. The symphony's music director, Michael Stern, sits at a table in a long-sleeved green shirt and takes a quick sip of coffee.
We're just raring to go. You know, the summer is always welcome, but you're always itching to get back.
The symphony opens its season with three masterworks, including Dvorak's buoyantly joyous Scherzo Capriccioso, the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, and in the second half, Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. Stern calls it incredibly Russian and alive. As the Rachmaninoff rehearsal gets underway, concertmaster and violinist Noah Geller runs through a section. During a rehearsal break, Stefan Jakif, a guest violinist who will perform Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, and the symphony's associate conductor, Aram Demirjian, talk about their linked history. They both grew up in Boston and met in elementary school, as Jakif recalls.
The memory I have is when I was in fourth grade and you were in third grade, we were in an elementary school orchestra. Aram, in addition to being a conductor, was a cellist.
Is still a cellist.
Once you're a cellist, you're a cellist for life, I guess.
Yeah. And that's the same memory that I have, actually. Yeah, when I was 8 and he was 9. To give you an idea of the different levels that we were on, even back then, I was just starting to play cello when I was in third grade, and Stefan was in fourth grade, and we all already kind of knew at that point that he was destined for big things.
I didn't know that. Still don't know that.
Their paths crossed again through the years, including playing together in a youth orchestra in high school. And at Harvard, Jakif was a soloist for an orchestra Demirjian conducted. Based in Kansas City since 2012, Demirjian calls the classical music world an intimate one.
That's one of my favorite parts, actually. For me, so much of making music is about the people that you make it with. Music is, at its core, I think, an art form that brings people together.
His childhood friend Stefan Jakif now travels widely, performing with orchestras in the U.S. and abroad. The work he'll perform with the Kansas City Symphony, Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, is one he learned when he was 12. He's now 28.
Like much of Mendelssohn's music, it combines sort of a restless, searching, yearning quality with also a kind of bittersweet, childlike sadness and innocence, which I think is a very poignant combination. His Violin Concerto is at the same time very classical, but also very innovative.
It's been played and recorded so many times, Jakif says each time he plays it, he tries to simplify his interpretation.
The Mendelssohn Concerto is arguably the most perfect concerto ever written.
The Kansas City Symphony's Michael Stern says in the concerto, the movements flow into one another unbroken. So there's a sense of completion.
And it's a piece that I've lived with for so long. It's so deep in every string player's DNA that coming back to it is really like revisiting an old friend. It's like, oh, here we are. Let's do this. And Stefan is just a miraculously wonderful player. He's just, you know, from the technical mastery and his effortless way of singing through a line and the clarity of his thinking, but it never sounds didactic. It's always, you know, totally internalized and emotionally direct. It's a joy to make music with him.
Stern says he's looking forward to welcoming Jakif to Helsburgh Hall, as well as the new and returning members of the Kansas City Symphony. In their third season at the Kauffman Center, he says the musicians are giving 100%, and he's proud of the music they're putting on stage. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.